Please be upstanding for a new recording of Things We Like.
Jim.
I'm Dan.
I'm Alf.
And I'm Andy.
And this week, it's summer. Summer has finally arrived in Merry Britland. And it's glorious.
Blisteringly hot.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Warm.
As they would say, flag cracking.
Yes. Egg throwing. And we like this very much.
We do, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
I do love the heat.
Yeah. But as a Briton, I do like to complain both about it being too cold and too hot.
Yeah, we love it.
So well, it's now too hot for me.
If I was being specific about it, though, I guess my real problem is there's been no gradual...
There's not been a gradual spring thing, is there?
Yeah, it was like cold, sillily hot. And then it's going to... Yeah. But we might get that Indian summer thing kind of, like, staying nice and warm into September, so
sometimes
fingers crossed, that would be nice.
Mm.
But
you don't get used into it. But
nah,
just go
it's
in.
Just like, bing, now it's motherfucking hot.
Well, what was it over those 5 days? It was pissing it down and cold, then incredible heat and sun, and then pissing it down and cold.
Oh, wait, hold a minute. Those 5 days, are you referring to the Glastonbury Festival that you both just went to?
We've just been back from Glastonbury, yes.
I'm actually approaching being human again now.
I'm starting to remember.
Yeah, the memories are coming back, and most of them are good.
I positively identified a spoon before. I'm starting to remember things.
All right.
About the real world.
Festival highlights.
Ooh, John Hopkins was... quite possibly one of the best things I've seen there. That was just mental. Hot Chip were pretty fucking good. Had a good old boogie to that. Caribou were good. Lionel Richie, I think. The last half of Lionel Richie was just 30 minutes of pure happiness.
Yeah. I agree with you on many of my points there, yeah. Lionel Richie, Hot Chip for over and over, dancing on tables to it. And also Frank Turner, but because I went into the front and thought, fuck this, it's too early and it's too hot, and went and stood at the side, and it was an awesome show to watch. It was just wonderful watching, like, 20,000 to 30,000 people chanting and clapping their hands to, because there never was a God, there is no God. It made me, like, my faith for mankind returned.
Oh, Glastonbury. So any other, like, rando highlights? Weird little, like, tents and stuff?
Oh, Son of Dave is probably my favourite random one. He's this beatboxed, well, live looper. So he's beatboxing, he's got a harmonica, and, like, you know, he beatboxes bass, but he does, like, loads of songs. Like, he did Bad Betty, and that fucking pops off big time. Yeah, he just did loads of, like, hits. And just banging him out, but just this random guy with a ginger beard and a suit who was a bit odd doing that in the rum shack. That was pretty quality. But while that was happening, there was a guy like stood a little bit next to us who was that absolutely ruined. He was chewing on a glow stick like a maniac. Like, he just felt like gnawing away like a carrot, like a rabbit with a carrot going, and then he'll pull it away like a cigarette. And like, he'll see it again, and we'll go, man, that had me in stitches. I felt like I got a six pack off. That got painful.
Like a fucked up Future Groucho Marx.
Jesus. It just destroyed the living shit out of me.
Right, and, like, one other thing we have to address, I guess. Like, I know you two guys didn't see it, but what was the general buzz on Kanye West?
He was
a big fat pile of wank.
My opinion on it was that the toilets are bad enough at festivals anyway, that we're having to put up with that shit.
That bad.
So I didn't bump into anybody or hear anybody say, oh yeah, Kanye was good last night. I think it was a typical Kanye performance, in the fact that it was quite self-indulgent and he was quite a bit of a dickhead, which, I mean, it's kind of a similar situation I had a couple of years back with Smashing Pumpkins, where Billy Corgan was basically Billy Corgan. And if you went in to, like, I went in to that show with that expectation of Billy Corgan being a, well, being a dick and being him. So I wasn't disappointed and thought that first it was all right. So I'd imagine anybody that's a big fan of Kanye and expecting that would be fine. Anybody expecting a like, mind-blowing performance would be sadly let down. Any casual fans and just people who just happened to be there probably thought it was a big fat pile of shite.
You got to keep on moving.
Yeah, but still, it was a good show. And he came out, did a rap, bit of rapping. George Clinton came out for a bit of it. That was amazing. The bassist they have, he had playing was absolutely disgusting. So,
filth.
Oh, pure bassy filth. I mean, the sound there is probably the best sound out of all the stages. Like,
yeah, agreed.
Like
West Holtz.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when that bass kicks in at the beginning, where it's like, oh, you're like that? I mean, that punched you, like, in the sternum and then tickled your stomach quite nicely. It was aggressive. So, yeah. Nice. So, yeah, I mean, on balance, brilliant one. I just struggled with this one. I felt my age a lot more.
Don't say
like
that,
towards
Dan.
The end. Oh, mate, Dan. No, I'm there, mate. I mean, it's happened. It's happened. So I'm going to have to take a more responsible and mature outlook to festivals in the future.
Totally. I've come that out.
To, well, come no, to exactly I mean, the opposite opinion.
Yeah, good.
I'm going to take more risks and have more fun at future festivals. I've pushed my limit a bit and coped with it, I think.
I study...
Ready for a
for
big
all
one.
Examples, I study Mike. And he lets me know that it's fine.
Who's Mike?
Leon Stad.
Ah, yeah.
He lets me know that it's possible to party well into old age.
I know it is possible. Yeah, I've just got to change the way I party
at
a little
60.
Bit.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you weren't messed up, like, people get messed up on all sorts, drugs and
all
alcohol.
Sorts of alcohols.
Well, they get messed up on all sorts.
All sorts of alcohols.
And but even if you didn't, if you went there and were completely sober but tried to see all the things you wanted to see, you'd be exhausted by the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
You would be, because of the amount of walking involved.
I might just Google, like, average distance walk to Glastonbury and just make that my contribution.
You can work it out, I reckon, because you should be able to get a fairly accurate thing for the railway track.
Or less time.
For how long the railway track
is. Yeah, but just how much little walking, little bits you do.
Yeah, no, but if you can work out that, you should sort of be able to roughly work out.
Yeah.
Well, what do you reckon the average is, then, like?
Distance?
Yeah.
But no idea.
It's hard to say, because you're not walking at full speed for all of it.
Totally.
You're actually, and like,
let's put it this way, most of the time when you're done at the end of the night, it's about a half hour, 45 minute walk back to bed.
And that's like 4 miles an hour ish, depending.
That's probably crossing about half the site.
So that's about that's a mile then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, 30 minutes at 4 miles an hour is.
I mean, I know I can do a mile in 20 minutes at normal pace.
I think we get bogged down in the detail a little bit of all of this.
I mean, if I was doing, if you got some charts, I'd be able to do it in yards. If I was doing it in yards, I'd be able to work it out.
Several thousand yards.
It's gotta be. Easy.
I think. Easy way of looking at it. Probably you walk at least 5 miles a day. Like, easy figures.
Mm.
And that's over... Well, most of the hardcore do 5 days.
Yeah.
So
the really hardcore do 2 weeks.
But yeah,
and then drop straight into Bristol Carnival like a gizzatch. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be done. If you ever get the opportunity to go to Glastonbury Festival, stay on, do the clean-up. Get treated like a piece of shit by their clean-up.
Hell, before we like,
and then go to Bristol Carnival.
Before we get off carnivals, festivals. Recommend some of the major festivals. What would you say the cream of the crop Britain's got?
Best of all is probably, it depends what you're into. If you're into like anything heavier, rock music, Download. I mean, that's the biggest.
Download's a good.
I would say
Download's good for the music, but it's a shit festival.
As
someone who's been
well,
five times,
yeah,
it's not an enjoyable festival.
As a pure festival, Latitude and Best of All are like the best ones to go to.
I don't know though. Right, the thing
depending
I think
on your
is,
age.
Yeah, I also think as well, it's sort of like, what exactly are you after? Mm. If you're a first time festival goer, then I would always recommend Glastonbury, just straight off, because it's something else. But if not that, probably a smaller festival, like not even one of the ones we've mentioned, like something a proper like 5,000. Kendall Calling is mentioned a few times. That's run pretty well. There's like,
I'd love to go to a small festival. When we were talking about them on the drive home yesterday, I thought it'd be nice to have just a little, like, festival bump,
yeah,
and just go see a little one like halfway through the year. And
it was, I think, Latitude, I've always heard good things about Eden Vessel. Latitude, I just think is missing a little bit of an edge because it's a proper children's festival. It's like the only people.
Is it?
No, it's not children's. There's, if anything, there's hardly any teenagers there. Like it's very family friendly.
But this is the thing. I'd say the only people who are acting off the lead are like the teenagers who have been allowed to camp separately to their parents. I agree with you. No, it's not like a kids' festival, but that is kind of, you know what I mean? Like, there's no fucking kerfuffle at the front of any gigs. You can basically walk to the front of the barrier and walk along it, and people will go, oh, sorry, excuse me. You know,
that could be good for a first festival.
Yeah, I guess if you go for a first festival, it's missing something
After some of them, it's quite lovely.
Yeah, if you're doing a lot of festivals, Latitude's an amazingly lovely break. It looks beautiful, people are friendly.
You want a gentle curve. You don't want a hockey
stick.
If you're
really into like literature, poetry, or like there's also some theatre-y stuff that goes on there. Like it is a good. I'm not like dissing it. I'm just saying, for me personally, it lacks a little something.
But you see that just appeals to me a bit then when you said about poetry and stuff. Like I quite like that stuff. And
massive. Well, it's pretty much spoken word and poetry.
That's awesome. Music. Yeah.
Like even the music.
The main stage, the obelisk stage, is fucking cool. Mm. Shit. That's another thing. It does look amazing. Like
the obelisk stage.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Bit like the pyramid stage.
A little bit.
And is it called obelisk?
Obelisk. Yeah. And then they've got the later night stuff goes on. The later night stuff is in the woods.
Yeah, which is actually
which
really
is
cool.
Wonderful.
Oblong stage.
No, the wood stuff's quite nice. It looks cool as well. Like and there's like a little. Sheep. They do this mental like water fountain spray mist display like with like projections into the water mist and stuff, which is pretty cool. Nah, yeah, it is cool, but yeah, I just feel that way. Kind of fucked up.
I think festival for me is like my next one. It's like it's got quite a similar lineup to Glastonbury, the main stuff anyway. But it's a lot more smaller, it's a lot more manageable.
It's a lot more chill.
No, it gets messy.
Right.
Like,
yeah, no, festival's good. It's won like best big festival, I think, a couple of times as well. Like, deservedly because it's
well run and
on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah,
indeed. The only downside to it is a mission to get there, but at the same time that makes it feel all the more of a holiday because you're crossing water, like you're on the international waters, you know. But like, yeah,
no loss.
Yeah, all bets are off as soon as you land on the island. And yeah, it's nice. I mean, and once again, because it's like early September, all the college kids have gone to school, so
yeah,
like the crowd's a little bit more mature, and you know, it's
party proper.
Yeah, we can party proper, and like you just don't have like kids who are getting like fucked for the first time, like absolute stakes, like and just being train wrecks everywhere. I mean, there are train wrecks, but at least they're a little bit older and can deal with it effectively rather than just being annoying.
We digress again. I have to say, it's good to have covered festivals for like, you know, it is a quintessential summer thing in the UK.
Is it very much a British-y thing?
Yeah.
But they have like big ass festivals,
yeah,
like this Fuji in Japan and that
big
massive
music festival.
Yeah, but an actual
Burning Man and stuff.
And Coachella.
But they're not as big though, are they? We have quite a few big festivals.
Yeah, they don't have a season. Yeah. Like we've got like 4 months of constant every weekend or every weekend. There's quite a large or sizable festival going on.
See, I don't know what it's like sort of slightly more small scale in America. They have lots of festivals in different states.
They have like touring festivals as well.
Lollapalooza and shit.
Yeah, like and I know that some of the people who do stuff in the British festivals, that's, you know, they go abroad and do their festival stuff elsewhere for the rest of the season, don't they? But
people do it is spread out. There's loads going on across Europe.
I do think we made it famous though.
We like to.
Well, I think we kind of did though. I think like having worked it last year and chatting to people as well, it's like that's one of the things, like there's something special about the way we do it, you know.
Are we losing a bit of that though? Glastonbury's becoming a little bit corporate.
Nah, it's been that level of commercialised for quite a while.
It hasn't got any worse.
Mm. And I've said before, maybe it is too much, and maybe there's all sorts of things about the ethical stuff of the businesses, but the realism of a lot of it is that there comes a certain amount of that that's kind of comes hand in hand with supplying enough food to that many people for that many days. You know what I mean?
Like admin, like
when you got
moving an army.
Yeah, when you got an operation of that scale, you need to make concessions. You can't be.
There's no arena, man. Is there? They're the biggest festival, and there's no arena. That says it all. Like the fact that it's not. You can take your own booze in. You're not forced to buy from bars. You know, like
the bars do still do very well.
All the other big festivals. Well, they get a cut of the ticket, probably.
Leeds, Reading, Download. They all like. Make you buy
best. That's the big difference. I was
latitude.
Every other one does.
I spend more money at Glastonbury on drink than I ever did at Download, and it's not just because you know that was a little.
Because it's fun to try and sneak booze in as well.
Well, it
it's
is.
It's like an extra same, challenge.
But, but like Download's the only one I've got a real experience. I've been to Leeds once, but then I've been Download five times. It's like a. It can be like a 45-minute trek between the village where you know all the campings around this little village. And it could be like a 45 to an hour trip between before you get to the arena, so you're there all day. We're different with Glastonbury, where you can just nip back to your tent. I mean, it might be a trek, but it's not.
You can't do it.
Yeah, and there's stuff on the way as well. But so you go out and you can't take booze with you. You've got to buy it there. So I kind of cover my nose to spite my face and don't buy any alcohol. Whereas at Glastonbury, I've got. You know, rum, whiskey, a couple of tinnies in my backpack, a nice cider. If I see something that looks interesting, or if I want something cold, I'll spend that £4.
I don't know if you heard Donington, they're down.
Yeah, apparently it really wasn't that bad. I had a mate who went, and he said like it really wasn't as bad.
What's
as
this? The RFID chips.
Yeah.
Right, everyone like you couldn't take money into the arena. You had to have was it a dog tag or something? That makes
like,
sense.
Or like your wristband or something.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
Still had currency on it and. The system went down on the first day, so no one could buy booze, no one could buy food, no one could buy anything.
Oh dear.
They sorted it out, but like, it was apparently a massive clusterfuck for my day.
So you had to go, I suppose, like, charge this up by putting funds onto it?
Yeah.
That's shit.
It's kind of the future, they're trying to like stop.
Cuts down on theft.
Yeah.
I suppose. No, actually, yeah, I'm not.
But it is a little. Well, you know,
it's just when it breaks down, though.
It makes sense, but it is a little bit corporate scary.
A bit of facial recognition there as well.
Yeah, like on the security cameras.
That's another thing I really don't like about Download. It's I mean, last time I went was like 3 or 4 years ago. No, yeah, 3 years ago. And they were just like, you know, at Glastonbury they'll have like the fire watch out towers.
Yeah.
They were every like 100 yards just into space. You look around and it was just. I don't mean to compare anything Stalag to Auschwitz,
yeah.
But it, you know, it just it had a concentration camp vibe, and it's not nice. And they're all, you know, every single one of them has got like 8 cameras facing every direction, and then 3 guys at the top having a look around. It's not like there's just someone looking out for fires and stuff. They are actually videoing you the whole time.
Well, on that. Happy note. Maybe we should talk about other summer related things.
Hey, what else happens in the summer?
Barbecues.
Oh shit.
Barbecues.
Chicken wings. It's all about the chicken wings.
Man. It is good though.
Vegetarian barbecue.
See, that's what I'm saying was irritating about the weather change though, because it stayed so cold for so long. I don't feel like it has been particularly loads of barbecue weather. Now it is.
Yeah.
And has been for the last week or
but
so.
If you plan one, you know it's going to rain.
Yeah, standard British.
Well, what you were saying before about you know the last week, if you'd have said, "Oh, it's glorious sunshine today," but no one's around, it's a Tuesday. I'll have a barbecue on Thursday. You can't plan that.
Thunderstorms. Actually, yeah, that is another good thing about summer. We should be doing a thunderstorm.
Oh, it is cool getting to see proper mad chain lightning in the sky.
Never seen it.
Really?
You never seen that
chain lightning?
Yeah, man. Fucking looked epic as shit. That did.
Next time it's thunder and lightning, I want to summon everyone round to sit in the conservatory. We'll start a fire.
Piano.
Listen, well, I can play the piano, or you can listen to some jazz and just drink whiskey.
I can't drink whiskey.
You can drink rum.
Yeah, that's sound.
Sweet.
I don't really want to drink rum, to be honest. After our last episode, I've okay to not have that much alcohol again for quite some time.
You know, I've still got a huge carpet burn on my back from where you dragged me across the floor.
Oh, cool. We have to record.
No.
Oh, that was funny, though. laughing manically.
Well, that's nice. Summary drinks. What's that? Pims?
Yeah, that's the quintessential.
Yeah,
Pims. Have you had that other one? Have you had that blackcurrant and elderflower or something with it?
Pims.
Really nice.
I like elderflower, that's nice.
It's really good to try.
Don't dig on elderflower.
Really?
Yeah, but it's blackcurrant and elderflower or something. It's like, honestly, it's worth trying. It's delicious.
Next one down, gin and tonic for me. That's it.
Classic. Yeah. I do not like gin.
Just a big word.
Do you know what? Actually, and I've had quite a few of these over the past few weeks, are strawberry daiquiris.
Very nice.
Yeah, homemade strawberry frozen strawberry daiquiris with like crushed ice and shit in there. They're amazing. Yeah, for making them. Fresh strawberries, ice, rum, fresh lemon juice.
Tequila?
A little bit of 7-Up, a little bit of sugar. Job done. No tequila. Just rum. White.
Daiquiris always sounded nice. A strawberry daiquiri sounds very nice. Banana daiquiri, not so much.
I love it.
Yeah, I'd try it.
I've gotten into Bloody Marys.
Oh, what?
Always wanted one.
Amazing. Bloody Marys?
Yeah.
Vodka and tomato juice, is that?
Yeah, Tabasco sauce. Sometimes a bit of tequila as well, crap pepper.
Ooh. Stick of celery?
Oh, yeah, you need your celery.
Rare.
What the fuck?
Oh, it just sorts you out, man. It's all the body needs. Vitamins and booze. It's beautiful. Recommend them if you're feeling rough and you need to get back to reality.
Always wanted to try one, never had the option.
Leon gave me some at Glastonbury. It was lovely. There was a lot of Tabasco in it. It was very tasty.
Just warms your body up, sorts it out.
Purges the evil.
Can't do it. I've tried before myself because it seems like a nice thing to have, but
it's got a classy sort of 50s vibe.
It tastes wrong. Yeah. It's like you're trying to be some kind of like fruit smoothie, but you're fucking you're a veg and it's wrong. And you're not. You're actually a fruit, but it just tastes like veg.
I know you're a tomato.
Yeah, I can't do it. Other quintessentially summer things.
Slushies. I'm going to go mad for slushies for the next few weeks. There's a shop, Brando's, that's just started doing them, where you buy a cup and you just go get your cup filled up and it's like half price.
That's cool.
It's probably a pretty American thing. It's like a spa. A spa is like a shitty 7-Eleven. And they've started doing that, so that's kind of cool. I'm going to drink loads of them. Sugar.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Fair shot. Why aren't we allowed to just give people like huge, massive fucking cups of processed sugar and food dye and ice anymore? It's like, you know what I mean? Like, that should be allowed. Everyone knows it's bad for you. If you fucking drink it, you've done it deliberately.
It's like Mackey's. Actually, McDonald's are all shutting down, aren't they?
Yeah, man. More shutting down than what they've been opening up.
Yeah.
Really?
First time in history.
Yeah, that was...
Well, they're changing it to being 24-hour places where you can drive through and...
Yeah, more like satellite, like ones around town centre, ones...
Because people who eat McDonald's are getting too fat to travel to places like town.
Yeah, they're actually just responding to service needs.
Exactly. Cider, lots of cider at somewhere.
Oh, I can't do it. Yeah. It ruins me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know, like... I don't like really shit cider, and really good cider tends... I'm allergic to apples, so really good cider tends to make me feel a bit...
What, fruit ciders?
Yeah. Nah, I'm down with the fruit cider movement. I can't do pear either, but which is a shame, because pear is nice, but... Yeah, I'll do, like, you know, summer berry cider or stuff, but you've got to be careful with that, because often they're just apple cider with flavours...
The strawberry and lime one is amazing, like the Copperberg one, but it's just too sweet. Yeah. You can only have a couple.
Or moot and cider, kiwi and limes are gorgeous.
Brothers is kiwi. Like that as well. Like you have like
Brothers is just Brothers strawberry one is just a shot of strawberry fucking shit in their apple cider there.
It's a hell of a lot of sugar. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's like I don't know, if it's done properly then so
gives you that sugar power.
Yeah, but the next powder day, sugar. Like...
it's powerful, yeah.
It's powerful.
The next day, you just, like, got your furry mouth and just teeth are rotten.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to cut down my cider intake. It's replaced beer over the last, like, 3 months. It's just more... I got into drinking, like, real ales and going, oh, this is nice because it's not just Carlsberg or whatever. It's something different and getting, like, five different ones. And then that went, taking the next logical leap to getting those different tasting ciders. And yeah, just before my teeth rot any further.
It's bad. I need a filling. Stop. I need a filling right now. Not right now, but like.
I've just had a cider.
Baby. Alright, summer. Is flying kites a summery thing?
Nah, yeah. Not really. Sure. In the UK. Not really in the UK.
I wouldn't say
it's a kind of like more than just summer activity.
Hot air balloons.
Hot air balloons.
That's summery. Cricket. Oh. Apparently, we go nuts for cricket over the summer.
Really? I really want to go and watch a cricket game though.
Yeah,
it's just getting tanked up, though,
isn't it? Exactly. I'm not asked about the cricket. It's just well fun to go and get pissed at a cricket match.
It's Britain's baseball. We'll go and eat some hot dogs, probably, which is kind of American, drink some beer, and watch some cricket. Fucking hell.
Wimbledon is well summery.
Yes,
but like the atmosphere at Wimbledon looks shit.
Can we not? We need to make sure it's a big enough game where it doesn't necessarily have to be like England versus Australia. Preferably an English team versus an Australian team, so that we get a lot of Aussie fans over, because that will be funnier as well.
Especially if we get our asses kicked.
Well, I think either way, they're pretty funny.
But then there'll be like a small pack of them running around going, fucking Australia! We're pretty equally balanced with them for the past 10 years.
What, in cricket terms? Yeah. Have you been paying attention to this?
But we're getting whooped at them, aren't we?
Okay.
But like, the past 10 years, we've been like, kind of back and forth with the Ashes.
Cool.
But the Wimbledon, who do we have? Who's actually good for Britain?
Andy Murray.
For Britain.
Is he really good?
Well, he's good for when he's good, he's British. When he's shit, he's Scottish. Exactly. I think that's what the general public have decided.
Good luck to him then.
Are you the other way around in Scotland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works for both of us, really. It's all good.
Do we have anyone English who's like got the tennis going on right now?
No.
Fuck.
We're only allowed one tennis player at a time.
Seems that way.
We were stuck with Henman for far too long.
We had the Henman, and we had like an English Canadian, so that didn't count.
Greg Rosetsky.
That's it. Didn't count because he's shit, so he's Canadian.
Well, he'll get his in hell.
Do you know what else? More like, you know, out into the nature, like, definitely, like, people just go away camping, and there's a lot more just outdoorsmanship occurs, I think, in the UK when it hits
gardening.
Peak summer. Gardening.
I've planted chilies, I've made a little herb garden, couldn't have and wouldn't have done that in winter.
That's
totes somewhere.
Yeah, my mum's holding an open garden this weekend.
That sounds boss.
Her garden's beautiful.
Are they not selling small potted plants for like
charity thing? Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure who it's for, which is really shit of me. What a terrible son I am.
Oh, fuck.
But yeah,
is it like leukemia or something?
No, I don't think so.
Leukemia.
Yeah,
I don't think so. I'd make me feel worse if it was, but I don't think so. No. I think it's for like impoverished children or something.
Solid. It's for something solid.
It's something. It is for something solid. Definitely. I can't remember. I'm crap with shit like that. What's the big summer blockbuster this year?
Oh, wasn't it Jurassic Park?
Was it Jurassic Park?
It smashed all the records.
What else is due?
Well, apart from Jurassic Park, which took 1.3 billion Jurassic in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, Jurassic World.
I don't think it deserves to have done that.
Maybe not, but it's a good film. Is it a 1.3 billion film?
No, I don't know. I don't think those numbers reflect how it's going to appear on IMDb over the next 5 years.
It reflects people's excitement at more Jurassic Park and what wasn't but appeared like a reboot with modern stuff.
I hear the Terminator film sucks.
Terminator films have sucked since Terminator 2.
And of course there's Ant-Man coming out, which I'm hoping it's going to be
basically
good.
Nothing is the short answer.
Star Wars,
but that's not the end of the year, is it?
Winter's coming.
Winter's coming.
So yeah, winter is coming. Why don't you enjoy the summer while you can? So if you want to get in touch with us, like, we're at thingswelike@thepeoplesbeard.co.uk or Twitter @_things_we_like. T has a capital things.
I listened to a podcast a couple of weeks ago where the guy was talking about how it's really like you need to make sure you don't have a Twitter handle with underscores in.
I know.
People just can't be fucked by the underscore button.
We're fucking so awkward.
Yeah, we really are. But that's not going to change, so remember it. Rewind it. And then go and get it. Get in contact with us.
As a capital thing.
Just as another addition as well. Really do get in contact with us, because quite frankly, hardly anyone does. So, you know, if you did, then we're even more likely to answer you.
We'll start reading out some of those crazy emails next week.
Yeah, if you do get in contact with us in any way, it's almost guaranteed you'll be involved in the show in some way. It's a freebie.
We're also on iTunes, on YouTube, we're on a fuckload of like formats. Why don't you do some things, you beautiful bastards? I've been Jim.
I've been Dan.
Hi, I'm Al.
I'm still Andy.
And have a nice summer, because soon death comes.
It isn't going to last long.
I never see where it's going to last for 2 weeks, apparently.
Remember, then it's going to be winter.
Remember to have your barbecue as soon as it's sunny. Do not plan for tomorrow. You can't be sure.
Have a barbecue every day.
Have a barbecue now.